Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia,
find all blessing, peace and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavor, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe, ashe, and ashe. Today is January 25th, Tuesday, 2011. Today we give reverence to Ogu. Ogu is one of my favorite deities, like Lepa, Ishu, Ilekwa. Ogu is a universal deity in that it is found, the paths are found throughout ATR and Pan-African-based religions from Ifa to Yoruba, Lekome, Santeria, Palo, even Voodoo, all honor and represent many paths in Ogu. Typically, Ogu is considered the representation of iron or metal. But at a more basic understanding, fire, for indeed it is the understanding and usage of fire that leads to the Bronze Age, that led to the usage of metals throughout the world, throughout world cultures. The Ogu is a family of spirit in Voodoo, which embodies the principles of intelligence, pioneering, and justice. Ogu is often, like many deities, looked upon as a singular deity, but Ogu is indeed a family of spirits, and each path has a very specific name, representation, and understanding that goes along with it. Some of these are Ogu Fere, Ogu Badagri, Ogu Batala, Ogu Jawuj. Ogu is associated with fire and rum and carries an iron saber and a red sash. Ogu is also the Lawa, the deity of power, authority, and triumph, the means by which are achieved historically, powerfully, even politically, and often through means of war. Ogu is often symbolized with political figures. Ogu, master of fire, master of iron, Naga, man, Ogu, no nonsense. What could we do without you, Ogu? How could we go to battle without Ogu? And to win the battle without Ogu, or without we are nothing. St. James, Ogu Fay, Ogu Balindo, Ogu Badagri, the whole Ogu family squad, Ashade, Shango, St. John, the Baptist, we respect you all. Nagofe, man of fire, man of war. War against whom, you asked? Against ourselves, war against the old man in us, war against exploitation, war against all the shackles of the mind, war against all those who would want to show us that the world is normal as it is, that pollution is normal and selfishness normal. Indeed, today, as we give reverence to Ogu, to fire, let us also recognize the quantum metaphysical principle of transformation and transmutation, purification, alchemical purification through fire. You're being initiated by a trial of fire that will create drastic changes in your experience of life, of the world, of the spirit realm. Before the creation of the new can begin, however, the destruction of the old man must take place. On yesterday, I posted a statement about the Egyptian pharaoh who must see complete darkness in order to be rebirthed, reunited with the sun, and re-illuminated. So fire is directing you to seek deep within to find the outmoded aspects of your life and then offer them up to the dragon within, to the kundalini fire of purification, to be transmuted into new and more beautiful creation. Old habits, possessions, beliefs, and creations that no longer serve you are to be swept away in the flames of your own creative force. Sometimes we must go through and let go. You've got something hiding in that closet, hiding in that box, in that drawer, which keeps you tied to the past. Let it go now. Give it over to fire. Open up your secret inner mystery and explore that which is useful and that which is no longer useful. And commit it to the flames of your own creative life force. From the ashes of these outmoded creations, new and more powerful creations will emerge by offering those things that are no longer needed to the flame of creation. You are making room in your life for the gifts that the universe is offering you. Some of you are feeling that fire right there at your third and fourth chakra, between your will center and your heart. And it burns deeply. It's necessary to the process. Don't flee. Don't run. Don't hide. Confront. Accept that which is necessary for the journey moving forward, but release that which has only become a burden. This transformation and transmutation of spirit can be intense. It is through fire that we become purified and renewed. Attempting to hold on to those things in your life and no longer serve you will only create difficulty and blocks. Release them readily and you will find them replaced with the gold and jewels of spiritual growth and abundant physical creations. And in the Santeria Lakomi, even Yoruba paths of Ogun. Ogun is often associated with not only iron, but all metal and minerals, things that come out of the earth. We often associate Legba with earth itself, with the dirt. Inlay, Azaka, Ochosi, with the vegetation, with the herbs, the healing power of the life-giving greenery and vegetation of the planet. But for Ogun and the family of Ogun, we often reserve the root. The root. Licorice root. St. John, High John root. Ginseng, man of war. Mandrake root. So when you hear in hoodoo the usage of St. John, it's often St. John the Conqueror is often a direct association to battle, some form of battle or war. And this can be internal or external. Ogu represents work and all human effort. He is also a symbol of violence and brute force, of raw energy. And in many of the paths, particularly Santeria and Lakomi and Yoruba, Ogu often does not even speak. He often grunts and is interpreted through Legwa. He's seen as more of a wild, sort of uncontrollable force and spirit, as indeed fire is and can be. He is one of the older Arisha, brother to Ilegwa, Ochosi, Shango, with whom he has had many battles over the life cycles of the deity. He is the divine iron worker who tolls eternally without rest. He lives in the woods, which he owns. And he's often associated with not only the woods and wilderness and an enterprising spirit, but also with business, career paths, employment, things of this nature that we often associate with finances and money, but more so the framework by which these things operate and have their manifestation in our lives. Again, there are many paths of Ogu, so being a legitimate practitioner and having that divination done is crucial to operating with Ogu. I'm often very curious when people make reference to deity in a very generic sort of way, without even the awareness of these very specific paths and how they manifest and how they relate. On this Ogu Day, Tuesday, January 25th, 2011, I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me live here each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for Divine Affirmation and Meditation. Do the secrets, recipes, divine revelation, and manifestation. And be reminded that my listen-in and call-in number live each and every live show every day is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or concern, as Deborah does, please remember to press that number one. This does alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you if time and spirit does allow. And my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in divine wisdom and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, astrologers, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various King virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine expansion, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And to remember to continue to visit and support these powerful voices via my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, to be found on my website, Papa Say. Until I get further notice, will continue to be featured in the King's Chamber of my website via his Blog Talk Radio archive player. You can also now find featured brother Machadi Baruti, the Ujet Temple, where we put the goddess first, and you can now find him featured, gloriously featured, with all due respect and honor, in the King's Chamber of my website. Also continue to visit the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, Keeping It Real, giving you the butt-naked truth. She can be found here on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time on Sundays. But, of course, she can be found featured 24 hours a day via the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you can still find my fellow sister priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Sister Lovelight, as she is known on Facebook, who is an authentic Sangoma priestess. You can find her featured via her Blog Talk Radio archive player within the Queen's Chamber of my website. And you can locate more contact information for these individuals, my co-host, special guest, honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by contacting me via my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of hoodoo, voodoo, wisdom, and overstanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, be reminded that I have several keen virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of pan-African and world spiritual, astrological, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those direct links can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, but also on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine+prince, and also by just scrolling down to the lower portion of my main Blog Talk Radio profile here at www.blogtalkradio.com/divine-prince. And of course, if you are already present with me here via the live chat, as well as any of the Blog Talk Radio players, please be reminded to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio profile. Mark me as a favorite. This will sort of give you a heads up to coming shows, special guests, and of course, blog posts. I posted another, hopefully interesting and intriguing blog post on my page earlier today, which I'm going to share in just a minute here on the show, and there will be more to come. So please do take the time to mark us as a favorite and continue to support us by at least venturing and visiting and investigating the various commercial links that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the site. This is a way of showing your support. Not everyone is always able to offer a donation, so we ask that you would just at least, when you do visit the profile page, and any time that you visit the profile page, take the time to click on investigate the various advertisements and links, and particularly the ones that you think are annoying. Take the time and investigate. We aren't for, we aren't against, and we support investigation and finding out who people are and where they're coming from, and sending an email every now and then if you must. But it is indeed a way of showing your support, and we greatly, humbly are appreciative of all that you do, say, and feel for us here at the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be forward momentarily with meditation and affirmation, maybe just a little bit of the astrological weather, and of course I'll go to the phone lines and address our callers. So I will be forward with you momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe. blessing serenity and tranquility, peace, and blessed meditation. For indeed, I have strived to give you all some sense of pre-warning of this coming energy this time. Indeed, a doorway, a portal of some sort has been opened, a file, a seal. I'm not sure exactly what, but the vampiric energy is everywhere. And it's truly seeking to suck all the life out of those who indeed have the most to offer. And truly, those who have the most to offer are feeling and experiencing this energy, this presence, the most. If you're not feeling it, you just might be a vampire. I'm not sure. You just might be a vampire. But indeed, many are feeling it, are experiencing it. And we must take active actions to cleanse ourselves, not only of our own stuff, our own stress, our own strife, but of those around us and those who would seek to drop that off at your house, at your door. And we must cut them off. And it takes a little practice in learning to detect it and cut it off earlier rather than later. And I'm working with some of you right now independently on doing just that, and we're seeing some profound results. But sometimes it's as simple as turning the light on. Just turn the light on. Turn the spirit on. Turn the positive on. And indeed, if it's a djinn, if it's a vampire, they will not abide the energy. They will flee from you. But indeed, in order to do this, we must be in balance ourselves. We must create that bubble of light, of peace, of protection, of self-motivation around ourselves, and then use that to deflect back, to mirror back all the vipers and bloodsuckers that are coming out of the woodworks right now. I'm continuing to get some really odd hate mail. I mean, really odd hate mail. And I'm not fearful. I'm not even in shock. Because indeed, I said it's coming. I felt it coming. I was given all the signs and all the clues. So before I lose too much time, in this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community, love and divine protection. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, rocks and pops, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, poly blood-sucking politicians, vampires, vipers, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward motion. We lose divine love and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and overstanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Agum, and all those ancestral forces who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that's good and righteous. We forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors, known and unknown, forces seen and unseen, may we forever give you honor, praise, and glory, and not bring shame, disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, change so-called civilization, change ourselves as we now know it. I and I, even me. as we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner world, our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, that which we say and re-say and repeat and recreate within the confines of our own mind and consciousness. For indeed, we create and recreate and reshape our own reality as we enter now the inner sanctum of Hulu Central in the presence of all who stand with us, have ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, unity and community, consciousness. We light and illuminate our candles in constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides, Lawa and Orisha, our deities and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libations to refresh, re-cleanse, re-purify ourselves, our ancestral forces and spirits, our path as we move forward. We burn it off with frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sound and chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us, ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and love created, creative, creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all of those qualities. Your inner light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your heritage, inheritance, of your mystery. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you so inspire others to change. When you grow and move forward beyond the challenges and challengers, you too inspire others to move forward. So be powerful, be divine, be king, queen. God and Goddess, this is truly who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true, authentic, divine light and spark. Free yourselves from the limiting constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me who you truly are, your most perfect light body and consciousness. You do have creative allowance to create and recreate the environment, the love you need to move forward. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help. Every time, space, and need, they fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, divine guides along my way. Through every moment, every event, every emotion of the day. And I am now wise, true, patient, kind, and even loving too. In all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. It is me. I need only to still my mind and my ego and listen to the real divine me. My spirit guides are my health. I cannot be sick, they are my strength. I'm failing and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. Divine truth is life, love, spirit, and unity. Co-create with me. Co-create with me, and so it shall be. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshiche, Ashe, may our egos reach a room. May our egos be accepted. May our egos probably designed to come to pass, and so we say, Ashe. I will be forward momentarily. I see our caller has left the room. If you indeed have a question, comment, or concern, or request within these last 15 minutes, please do dial 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your question, comment, or request. Otherwise, I will return with the 9 underworlds of the cosmos and their corresponding level of consciousness. I'll be forward momentarily, I say. Alafia and Ashe, I again am humbled, greatly appreciative of your being present here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central on the Power Lunch. I know you all are looking forward to February 1st and the 2-hour show. We just can't do it in 1 hour. I'm just not going to have time to do the astrology. I did want to share the blog post. You can go to my Blog Talk Radio profile and view the Mayans, the 9 underworlds of the cosmos and their corresponding levels of consciousness. But I'm going to use these 10 minutes to go to the phone line. I believe I have the queen, the goddess, Amenti, on the line. Area code 718. Your line should be now open. Divine peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, Divine Prince.
And how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. When you said that you got the threats, the first thing my spirit felt was, you know, some people have this ego, and they want you to give them readings. And for some reason, when you don't give them a reading, they get these attitudes, or they try to slip one in, you know, like, oh, my birthday is this, or I got a reading from this person, they told me this. You know, they try to slip one in, and you just don't fall for it. And I that's what I was picking up, that the people was getting pissed off about that, you know, and I think that, you know, that's just something that was on my mind.
Yeah, and sometimes, too, it's, I'm going to mute you. Sometimes,
okay.
too, thank you for your call. Sometimes, too, it's also other readers. And understand, I'm very connected at the community level, at the grassroots level. I give away a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of resources, a lot of instruction, often to my own detriment. Those who've been with me know this. Kalahat knows this. Queen V1 knows this. Queenie Fama knows this. Fasabana knows it. You know, I rarely eat sometimes. I rarely sleep sometimes trying to offer service to those in need. And I think it's a blessing and by divine plan that I don't have children and immediate family. I just would not be able to balance the two. I think it's very difficult to balance ministry and family. But it can be done, particularly if it is your path, if it is your calling. But having said that, there's clearly an attack right now on light workers. Another friend of mine, Voodoo Priest Vincent, I believe, on Facebook, also said that he noticed an increase in this type of activity. And indeed, it's personal. Sometimes it's really ugly, but it does not deter me. I keep moving forward. I keep doing what Spirit says to do, as I'm sure all true leaders, spirits, those who truly have a mission, a path, would want to do. And I don't live in fear of the responses, or fear of the energy. But indeed, yes, sometimes it's those who sort of want to, you know, take the path for a game or a personal, you know, fix this for me and not really do the work, you know, within themselves to sort of regain power and control over their lives. And that's my ultimate goal. I do not want codependent clients. I just don't. I have no need to, you know, milk a person for their dollar over long periods of time just to hear you vent, just to hear you complain, just to hear you waddle in self-pity or, you know, whatever the illusion of block is. Ultimately, we've got to survive and we've got to move forward. And many of us are dealing with these issues in their various ways. I was paying attention to the chat during the show, and that overall feeling of just being stressed and burnt out and pulled in every direction, and particularly from those who are just not willing to move forward. And sometimes you got to put your foot down. Look, when you're ready, I can help you, but I can't force help upon you. I can't force understanding upon you. I can be a light. I can be a demonstration. And many of you are a light and a demonstration for me and keep me moving forward. Queenie Fama keeps me moving forward. Sister Havana keeps me moving forward. Queen V1 keeps me moving forward. And those are the type of people you want to surround yourself with. You know, every now and then we all have a complaint. We all have an issue, something we need to research, something we need to look into. But to research, to look into, to examine, suggest a purpose, not just for the sake of doing it, hearing it. And it's very easy to test those spirits. Again, just turn the light on, and you will truly find out where people are. If they're really coming to you because they want some help, they want some assistance, they want some advice, great. But if it's just about the negative, if it's just about hearing out the same gripe, the same complaint, that becomes addictive. Just like Jerry Springer, that becomes addictive. And you can find it when you can separate yourself from it and consciously interject that positive, that answer, that solution. Well, sister, brother, let's look at some solutions. Let's look at how we can fix this. We're not going to sit here and exploit too much time and energy focusing, feeding into the negative. And unfortunately, you will find that some people are not ready for that. They really do want to just hear it over and over. We're anchored to our past. We're anchored to that disappointment, to that abuse, to that violent situation. And when the perpetrators perpetrate this in society, they are robbing us of that ability to move forward, that ability to be free, to be able to move beyond the challenge. So we must take a more active, conscious role in understanding who we are, where we are, what we're saying, what we're proclaiming, what we're repeating within ourselves, within our head. Because some of you, you don't gossip. You're not calling your girlfriends with your stuff, but you're replaying that tape over and over in your head. And you're sitting at home in your space, in your isolation, and you're rehashing and rethinking the negative. That has its place. But the purpose is to work through the issue, not just to recreate it and remember it and redream it and rethink it, just to recrystallize and re-solidify the negative result. And we have to begin to do it not only in ourselves, but in those around us. And listen to yourself. Step out into third person and listen to what you are saying, what you're recreating, what you're re-solidifying. And you'll find that often the answer is just in changing perceptive and what we recreate with our tongue. There's a saying here in the South, a closed mouth don't get fed. You've got to know what it is that you want, what it is that you need, and be clear about it and put that out there in the universe. And that ultimately will come back to you. If you're not clear about it, if you're not conscious of it, you're still putting it out, but what you're getting back is exactly that which you are reinforcing, recreating, restating over and over again in thought, in action, in deed, in feeling, in motion, intention. So we have about 3 minutes left in the show. I, again, am very humbled by your presence. I am, too, looking forward to February 1st when we will move into a two-hour format. I just can't do it all in an hour. I've tried, and it just can't be done, particularly if people share, which I greatly appreciate, or call in or have questions. It can easily change the amount of time that we need to move forward in the show. So, again, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for your presence, for your support, for your being, for your time, your donations, your offerings, your sharing of the show links with people. I greatly appreciate that from each and every one of you, and look forward to being here with you tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, and, of course, February 1st on, where we move into what I call our more premium show, and we move to a two-hour format, and that'll give me just a little bit more time to cover more during the show. I love you too, Queenie. I really, really do. It's not just lip service. It's not just, you know, a saying. I truly do, and you keep me on the path. And what you offer, each of us has something different. And it fills a void, it fills a need if we are willing to be open to that. I'm motivated by Amitsi Aniket and her youthfulness and her ability to understand her purpose and want to move forward in that even while she raises her child. Queen D1, Fire Witch, Talaha, DNA Freak, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for what you bring to the table. And know that the world needs you, the community needs you, and what you offer. Do not be beguiled by the illusion of separation, of isolation, of even lack of support. It's funny how when I'm just thinking I'm not being heard, someone will call me, will remind me, will email me, will IM me, and give me just that message that I need that pushes me to continue to move forward. So I look forward to each and every one of you here tomorrow at high noon. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Goddess Mother Varisha, I'm sorry we ran out of time, boo, but I'll get back to you, okay? Divine peace and blessings, Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. time. Thank you.
Il verra, yo, marre les lois.